all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. I finally got to go see Book of Mormon last night.
After you threatened your husband publicly here on the radio several times.
Yeah, actually it wasn't last night, it was Friday night.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
It was a wonderful evening.
Yeah, we had a great time. We've been saying we wanted to go see it for about 5 years, I'm not even kidding, and we never got around to it. He finally got his tickets, which he never does.
Looked like they were great seats, too. Congratulations.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. But here's the thing. It's expensive to go to any Broadway show.
Of course it is,
It's expensive to go to this show, which is why it took us 5 years to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were going to get Broadway tickets to go see a show.
Right.
A show that was created by the makers of South Park.
Okay.
Don't you think you would do a little bit of research as to what the show is about?
Understand what it is that you're going before you go?
Right.
So somebody was deeply offended? Is that what you're telling me? Because they are pretty offensive guys, usually. If you're not there for them and for their humor, then it's offensive.
I would say a number of people, a handful of people got up and walked out, and there was a look of shock and disgust on a lot of people's faces. If you don't have that sense of humor,
right,
you don't belong there.
I mean, read the review.
And if you didn't go online.
It's been out for a long time. As you said, it took you 5 years to get there.
It's not a new show.
Yeah,
that
it's not opening night.
That is all I need to know about you. Like, why would you spend all that money to go see a show that you know nothing about and then be so offended that you leave halfway through?
Yeah. It takes a lot for me to leave anything.
Right.
It does. It takes a lot for you to leave anything.
I mean, I've stuck out concerts that were awful just because I paid for the seats.
But you got to look at it, too. Like, what is the better option at that point? Now, it's New York. Obviously, there's a long list of options if you're leaving, but I mean, at the same time, like, you allotted a certain amount of time for that.
It boggled my mind. I go, where are they going? Like, those tickets are so expensive. Like, you didn't look? You didn't look anywhere what the show was about?
Right.
For the record, I laughed at the most inappropriate times, harder than most people did.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, right. That's all I need to know about you.
If you don't call or text and you're going to be more than 20 minutes late for a visit at somebody's house, that's all I need to know about you.
Did somebody do that to you or did you do it to them?
Both in one weekend, as a matter of fact. So it was 22 minutes to my brother's house, so I did not text. And I felt a little bit guilty. They didn't say anything about it there, but it was in the car. The discussion was, what is the time period where all of a sudden we have to absolutely notify somebody?
But why wouldn't you just, in that time it took for you to have that conversation, why wouldn't you just send a text?
I can't do it because my wife is witnessing me drive, so you know I can't text and drive at the same time.
Right, but Alicia can, your wife can.
Yeah, I don't know.
Her fingers work just fine.
I don't make orders, okay? I don't make orders. And then the other day, yesterday at the house, we're expecting somebody. She's expecting somebody to come by for something before she goes out and runs some errands, and I'm doing stuff, and they're like 40 minutes late, 50 minutes late here.
But why are they coming over? Just to hang out or because they have an appointment for something important?
They come by. They have an appointment. So it's like, you know, I'm here in my sweats, all right? I've allocated a 20-minute window where I will be out of the field of view for you to enter the home and not judge me. And now you've messed with my entire schedule.
I actually think that if you're going to somebody's house, it's a little bit different. You don't have to let them know you're running late because they're home.
Mm.
Versus if you're meeting at a restaurant or you're meeting somewhere, then you immediately have to notify the person.
Both of these times were somebody's home. So I guess that they either, you know, that worked for them or against them.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're a man and you're on a singles meetup event and you take a handkerchief out of your pocket and honk your nose into it, that's all I need to know about you.
Who wants to date that guy? First of all, why do you have a handkerchief?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
The only acceptable reason is he's a magician. Right. All right. And then he has one of those ones that before he puts it back in his pocket, it turns into another color or maybe a bouquet of snot roses.
Or a rabbit. If you could turn it into a rabbit.
Then that would be impressive also.
I didn't see any of that happening.
Right. No. Maybe he just came. Maybe he's a mechanic. He just finished changing oil.
Eminem won an Oscar for the song Lose Yourself. That was from his movie 8 Mile. Now, this happened 17 years ago.
Wow.
So he didn't show up to accept the award back then.
Right.
But he showed up at the Oscars last night unexpectedly and performed this.
Well, it was a little bit strange.
Did you capture it? Just let it slip. His palms are sweaty and he's weak.
arms are heavy.
Obviously, Lose Yourself, an absolutely massive song when that movie came out. By the way, acting award, not really in the cards for you, Eminem. I mean, you basically did your entire life.
It's Anna and Raven. But, like, the reaction of people's faces when he took the stage.
A lot of confusion.
Oh, my gosh. Idina Menzel was the funniest thing. She looked genuinely puzzled as to what was happening.
Like, maybe she had awoken from a dream.
Right.
And found herself at step through a time portal and then was confused by it. The worst part, too, is what is it at award shows? They just can't get the sound ever right. So he comes out, and the spoken word part of that song is such a big deal, and his mic's not even on.
It's not even on. No.
Talk about making it worse. Talk about making it more awkward.
Yeah. And then he tweeted, because people were like, what is Eminem doing here?
Right.
I mean, 17 years go by. You were too big to show up to collect your award then. And he tweeted, look, if you had another shot, another opportunity, thanks for having me at the Academy.
So he just gave the words back again with the song again.
Sorry it took me 18 years to get here.
And the song is probably trending on iTunes this morning.
I'm sure it is.
I've done a little bit of research, Anna. Other things that were popular when Eminem should have performed that song on the Grammys, if you'd like. How about Heelys? Those are the sneakers that have the wheel in the back of them, like skating sneakers.
Those were very dangerous. I was never into those. I always felt like people were going to hurt themselves when they had shoes that had wheels on them.
Kids that can get around on them, that's pretty awesome, right? But when you see an adult with those on, it's
break
creepy.
A hip. You're going to hurt yourself.
No, I just say it's creepy. When I see an adult guy wearing Heelys, it's creepy.
I mean, right.
There was 7 more years to the release of the first iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes you realize.
7 years. You ready? 3 more years till Facebook came out.
In your mind, doesn't it feel like 8 Mile and Lose Yourself and Eminem was like 5 hot minutes ago?
Right. Gladiator and Scream 3 were in theaters.
Oh, well, 2 movies, neither of them I saw.
And when Eminem should have been performing that song before, the number one toy of the year was the Razor Scooter for Christmas. And
the number one song was
Santana with Maria Maria.
Maria Maria. Yeah.
And it felt like a one-time story.
Wow, those 17 years went pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Right, no wonder why everyone was so confused there. Oscars were last night, Tana and Raven. And when it comes to the Oscars, one of the biggest things that people talk about the next day is who wore who. Who looked the best on the red carpet? Who looked the worst? And we always like to bring in an expert when it comes to fashion. Raven.
Oh, the glitz, the glamour, Anna Zapp. Yep. Oh, the t-shirt that you rolled out of bed with and the way that they style their hair so fantastically with it. These stars really know how to pull it off, whether going elegant or casual.
All right, so I have selected 5 big-time A-list stars that were there last night.
And if you send me the photos, it's not creepy at all that I hover over them.
Raven has been staring at them intently for hours now.
Yes, where would you like to begin?
I would like to start with Laura Dern, who wore Armani. She took home an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for A Marriage Story last night.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Can you describe what Laura is wearing?
Is she wearing the pink with the black? Yes. Yes, she's wonderful. It's very elegant. She's got tassels.
Please stop talking in that accent.
It's a black top, and it's got tassels like curtains, really. If you went to, like, one of those motels that's located on a turnpike, usually.
Yes.
It has a heart-shaped jacuzzi.
Are you just going to keep talking
like
that?
It's got a pink bottom and a simple diamond bracelet. I think Laura Dern looks fantastic, although the designer leaves a little bit more to be desired here. She could really tune it up for Laura Dern.
Okay, and what would be the
I'm going to give her a solid... She's getting a 7. It's her 7. Smile and her spirit that really pulls off the dress.
It looks like she's wearing curtains at your grandmother's house, and she was voted one of the worst dressed people of the night. Moving on.
My grandmother did not have a heart-shaped jacuzzi, but it's close.
All
yes.
Right. Are you really going to talk like that this whole time?
Which outfit would you like to discern
let's
next?
Let's move on to Janelle Monáe. She wore Ralph Lauren. She opened the show with a musical number, did a fantastic job.
Is this the silver-dressed lady?
Yes, the hood.
This is absolutely gorgeous. I love this. Look at the lines. So simple, so bold.
Can you describe what
Janelle
wearing?
And she wears it. She is glimmering in silver from head to toe. She's got a hood on.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a long-sleeve dress, which is bold choice, but it is February after all. And then the lines of the dress go completely to the corners. She's actually standing in front of a triangle, and I cannot discern where the triangle begins and ends.
Janelle Monáe basically looks like she put on Darth Vader's hood and outfit.
I love Darth Vader.
And then bedazzled it.
And Darth Vader, by the way, wears it very well himself. Mm-hmm. I'm giving her a 9.
Oh,
this
good.
Is a 9.
For her Darth Vader sparkle.
Yes,
look.
Where should we go next? I love this fashion.
Okay. Let's move on to Natalie Portman. Now, Natalie Portman wore Dior. Now, here's the thing about what Natalie Portman is wearing. She's wearing a cape. And what she did was she embroidered all the names of the women that were snubbed.
Oh, is that
year.
What that is? I thought those were like palm tree little thing. I couldn't tell what that was.
What do you think of Natalie Portman's statement?
Well, she looks wonderful. I mean, the statement is great. Unfortunately, I did not hear the statement until you're telling me now, so I can't read embroidery that small. It's a wonderful outfit, but, you know, the cape is a nice touch, but they, can she fly?
Capes were very big last night. A lot of women
did anyone capes. Fly?
Not
then
one
Then it seems to me that it was wasted time. Natalie loses points for that. She's also going to come in at a 7.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Natalie.
All right. And the last person we're going
to. Looks beautiful, though.
Let's head over to Billie Eilish. I am always jealous of Billie Eilish because she wears whatever she wants and people say it looks great. And it's basically like if I rolled out of bed in really expensive pajamas.
This is a very large sofa cover that she's repurposed from her grandmother's house.
It's Chanel.
It appears to be Chanel's grandmother's house, apparently.
Yes.
And, you know, it looks like a real pain to vacuum. I'm just going to say that if you have pets, this is probably not a good choice for you. If you have pets, anybody shedding whatsoever, even if you're just a balding man.
Yes.
Anybody shedding whatsoever. White, the choice. Why white right now in February? Okay. Again, all the hair is going to show. She must have vacuumed this for hours before she went to the award show.
All right. I think we're good here. If you would
but
like
comfort
to see.
Comfort does give us some points back. She's an 8.
If you want to check out all these fashions, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. Oscars were last night. Janelle Monáe got up there to do the opening number, and it was really fantastic, I thought.
Yeah.
It's Anna and Raven. But she did that one thing that always makes me feel uncomfortable and squirmish.
What's that?
Hold on, listen. Now, y'all know this is my house. So that means you must do as I say. Snap your fingers just like this. Snap them. All right, it's one thing if you ask somebody to start snapping your fingers because you're like, okay,
sure,
I could semi do it.
Yeah, you could semi do it. It's not your greatest thing, but you could do it.
But then she took it a step further, Raven.
Oh, what'd she do after that?
And repeat after me.
Uh-oh.
La 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 la. Say.
I don't like when people command me to sing.
Right.
It's
now
really
you're giving me two things to do. What if I was chewing gum already and you didn't plan for that either? Now you're asking me to do three things at once. That's a lot of presence of mind.
People don't like to be like told to sing. Okay, so she says this. Here's Brad Pitt.
La 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 la.
Oh, Brad Pitt didn't make a noise.
He didn't make a noise.
He didn't make a single sound.
Because he does what I do in church. I just mouth the words, but I don't really sing them because I'm embarrassed of my singing voice. Brad Pitt is embarrassed of his singing voice. That's why he was only mouthing the words until she threw the mic in his face.
Do you think he couldn't remember it?
I think he was just nervous.
La, 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 la. You couldn't remember it? You worked all night on that Oscar speech?
No, I remember it, but he probably feels self-conscious. All right, hold on. Here's Leo DiCaprio.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, he's just mailing it in.
Sounds awful. Mailing it in. Right. He's trying. He's just not that good. And that's probably what Brad Pitt was afraid that he was going to sound
like. He's like, that's why Ryan Gosling got La La Land and I didn't.
Right. And then there's Brie Larson who's got to, like, go overboard.
Oh, she's so
la, 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 la. You can sing.
La, 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 la.
She's not even on tune.
Right.
So now everyone's
where's the rhythm?
Janelle just pulls the mic away from her and was like, nope, you can't do it.
Captain Marvel.
All right.
You really let me down on that one.
Kathy Bates, who you think should be able to do this without a problem?
Yeah, she's an Oscar.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
She gave up. She just gave up.
Did she take the microphone away from her? Because it sounded like she was going to keep going.
Here's
did
the thing.
Did she have something in her throat?
Nobody likes commanding people to sing. And I don't think you should be allowed to do that because it's very uncomfortable for people.
Here's the other thing is with actors, they get multiple takes, all right? They're not there for the live stuff, all right? They want to, all right, can we go again? Line, that's what they want.
I've become very self-conscious of my singing because years ago I was brought into a meeting, and in the meeting, it was a meeting that I didn't know what was going on, and the bosses sat me down and said, we need you to never sing on the air again because your voice is so awful. And at first I thought they were kidding, and then I realized they were not. And then later on that week, my mom had the same conversation with me. She was like, Anna, you sound really bad when you do that.
I feel like I've been in that meeting. That meeting wasn't forever long ago.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I've been in that meeting.
So, like, a person like me, I don't want to sing on command.
Right.
I think it puts a lot of pressure on
you. But
you
feel like you're a good lip syncer. You're a good mouther,
right? The priest at my church had the same conversation with everybody in mass not too long ago. It was like, you need to lift your voices up. You need to not be ashamed. But then when I sing there...
He didn't point you out, though. He didn't point you out. So it's not like he's just not hearing you sing.
But then if you heard it, you probably wouldn't want me to. It's very tough situation to be in.
What about the oversinger, all right? The person that's super powerful next to you.
And they're opera. Like, they think they're opera singers.
Like, right. And you're like, all right, it's good, but it's not great, man. All right. Roll it back a little bit, people.
Yeah. No, I should probably never sing, ever. Here's what I don't understand about the Oscars.
Okay.
Am I meant to feel dumb when I watch it? It's Anna and Raven. Because some of these acceptance speeches, I don't understand what's happening.
Why is it you feel dumb? Do you feel like they're deeper people than you? You're not culturally aware? Or you just didn't see the movie, so you don't know who these people are?
No, I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
In my mind, when you are getting up there to do an acceptance speech,
right,
you thank the people that helped put you there. You thank your producers and your castmates and your parents and God, usually.
I got to be honest. Like, all that makes sense in your right, but it's kind of boring, too, because we don't know any of those people. So I kind of like it when they get a little bit loony, you know, and they thank people they never met.
Well, it's Anna and Raven.
Or from different lives.
Everything was going swimmingly last night. I actually thought the Oscars were pretty good, much better than the Grammys were, for certain.
All right.
But then Joaquin Phoenix, he won a lead actor for The Joker, and this was his speech, a portion of it.
Okay.
We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby, and then we take her milk that's intended for a calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal. And I think we fear the idea of personal change.
I mean, I really like Creamer. Grammys, he went and he like pet cows and was comforting cows and pigs before they went to slaughter. I read about this. Him and Mark Ruffalo and a couple others in the same tux. And that was the big deal, that he was going to wear that tux to every award ceremony throughout the season. So I don't know if he had a dry clean.
I'm
but
sure.
There it was.
Didn't smell like a farm. But
his performance was riveting in Joker, though.
You know, he deserved the Oscar. No one is debating that.
Right.
But you get up there and it's just like, what is this dude talking about? Like, are you serious right now with this?
Well, you know? What they're debating is whether or not you deserve the milk. That's what they're debating.
Okay, then move on to Renee Zellweger. She gets up there. She wins Best Actress for Judy.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh.
We, you know, we're reminded of who we are as one people, united.
What?
And though Judy Garland did not receive this honor in her time, I am certain that this moment is an extension of the celebration of her legacy.
She's just going to
keep talking. What is she talking about?
She's still talking.
What is she talking about?
There was times where I looked
representative
at her.
Oh, she's still talking. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just zoning out. Like, I saw
I've
her
been telling you
moving.
For a while Renee Zellweger's crazy. I have.
Right. Oh, wait. No, still
going. She's still going.
Yeah,
she's
no, amazing. Still going. Wait, but it gets the thing that surprised me about the whole night was that all these well-known actors are getting up there and they're giving these speeches and I don't know what they're saying.
Mm.
But then Parasite, that was the big upset of the night. They made history for being the first non-English movie to win Best Picture. It's a South
Supposed
Korean
to be
thriller.
Great. Right.
So the director Bong Joon-ho gets up there. That guy don't speak any English, right?
Good.
He only knows a few words. This is what he says.
Thank you, and yeah. I'm ready to drink tonight. So.
Oh, good.
Until next morning. Thank you.
Until next morning. That was the only thing I understood. I was
best
like, you don't
speech
even
of
speak
the
English.
Night.
I got you. Right. My kind of guy.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their problem is, and then you judge who is right. Jamie and Daniel. Jamie, let's start with you. What's going on?
Valentine's Day is this weekend. Yay. And my husband is like, oh, honey, I'm going to take you out. And I'm like, great, where are we going? And he's like, oh, Olive Garden. Well, he's had a gift card sitting in his wallet for the last year and a half. And he's cheap, but this is like being super cheap. It's Valentine's Day. I want to go out somewhere really nice. Keep saying, well, you should be grateful. I'm using the gift card finally after a year and a half of saving it.
You know, normally I don't even like to go out. She's a great cook. I don't like to go out to eat. It's kind of a hassle. But she loves going out. I figured it'd be a way for her to get out and not break the bank at the same time. I thought it was, you know, a perfect thing, actually.
Not break the bank. It's Valentine's Day.
Okay. Yeah, it's a holiday to spend all your money. I get it.
It's a day where you show me how much you love me. And I want to go somewhere a little more high-end, make an effort. It's a gift card sitting in your wallet.
You have no idea what I have planned for the night anyway. All you're worried about is dinner.
Do you have other stuff planned, Daniel? Be honest.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let her know.
I don't know.
I don't know if I believe that.
It sounded like that was like, I will. It sounded like that's what it is. When the voice changes an octave,
yeah.
That's an indicator right there.
There's still time.
Right.
So the truth comes out.
I mean, well, when the radio starts talking about about this, you kind of have to, you know, game up a little bit.
All right. Well, how about we'll let our audience decide. And they may say, hey, you have a gift card. You save money. You guys clearly don't go out often. So going out at all is a treat.
Yeah, use that thing.
Use it and go have fun. But they may agree with Jamie that keep that in your wallet for a little while longer. You need to take her somewhere that you do not have coupons and a gift card to.
I'll let the listeners decide. I'll calm down.
And Daniel, you're good, right? You'll go with what they say.
Yeah, I'll roll with it.
All right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Call or text your answer. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Daniel has the perfect plan for Valentine's Day on Friday. He's got a gift card to Olive Garden that's been burning a hole in his wallet forever, and now they're going to use it.
Well, you know, all the time your spouse is making you feel guilty about, we have all these things. You don't even have to pay. Today's the perfect time to use it, and now you'll get the space back in your wallet, too. It's a win-win, really, Anna.
Jamie, on the other hand, is not on board for this. She says that gift cards are not supposed to be for Valentine's Day, especially not to the Olive Garden. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Hi. The girlfriend or wife, because if she's the one that's always cooking, she should be treated to a night out, not at the Olive Garden. Or he can cook for her. That's another option.
Mm. I mean, why does everybody hate on the Olive Garden? Just keep the breadsticks coming, okay? Keep the breadsticks coming and everything's going to be cool.
Why is he being so cheap?
But that's the thing, is that if she wanted to go there, then great, go. But she doesn't want to go there.
The chicken Alfredo is $17.99, right? They're not giving it away anymore, right?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? You could call or text Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If you get the shrimp fritter, it's even more.
The what?
The fritta.
What's a shrimp fritta?
That's what they say. It's shrimp fritta. F-R-I-T-T-A. Fritta.
Fritta.
Yeah, whatever.
Daniel has a gift card to Olive Garden that's been burning a hole in his wallet, and he's going to take his wife for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Jamie says, even though you've been holding on to this thing for 2 years, this is not the time and the place. I want something romantic. Step it up.
Yeah, what do you think? Is she overreacting, or is he just being cheap? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I definitely have to side with the husband on this one. I just thought she said something that intrigued me with the whole, you have to show me more that about caring. It's like, all right, well, I want to know what she's doing for him as well. Like, it doesn't matter if it's McDonald's or a five-star steak restaurant. It's about being together, right? I mean, that's my opinion anyway.
I understand what you're saying. The most romantic thing somebody could do for you right now at this moment is provide you a McDonald's breakfast. And I am with you, sir.
Exactly.
Maybe one of those shakes, the only ones you can get a couple times a year, the Shamrock Shake.
St. Patty's Day shakes, they'll be on their way soon.
Shamrock Shake, I don't even like them.
Oh,
Anna and Raven,
good.
Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm definitely on her side. This isn't about money, it's not about Valentine's, it's respecting her wishes. And if she wants to get a little bit dolled up and go out somewhere that's not Olive Garden, definitely with her.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I think I'm on her side. Because what did he do last year? It's an indicator of what he might do this year. He's that cheap. My husband takes me out all the time, even though I am a good cook. So what does that say about him? Maybe he should cook.
Maybe he should cook. Well, you want to know what? I never ask my husband to cook because I'd rather just go out, to be honest. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
So I'm going to commend his, you know, his cheapness. It has a place and a time. But nah, I'm on her side. It's Valentine's Day. Stop playing.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back in the Couples Court this morning, it's Daniel and Jamie. And Jamie, our audience agreed with you. You know, going out for a special occasion is awesome, but it should be something that's special, not convenient because he has a gift card and some coupons.
Thank you. Treat your wife like a queen at least one day a year. We can use that gift card, I don't know, on President's Day.
All right, we'll do that.
President's Day is Monday, so you're going to be eating out two nights in a row. So there's that.
Jamie, I want to see green come out of your wallet. That's all I hear.
Oh, that's nice. That's sweet. She should definitely pay. Thanks, guys, for coming on the air today. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven.
Hey, Beatrice, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
Beatrice, Raven is walking out of the studio. When that big old door closes, he won't be able to hear us. It's soundproof. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you $100 to Duncan. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, J-Lo and A-Rod are inviting exes to their summer wedding.
Who is J-Lo's ex-husband and father to her twins?
Mark Anthony.
Number two, Matthew Perry has finally joined his Friends castmates on Instagram. What was his character's name on Friends, first and last?
Chandler.
What's his last name?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Chandler. I don't know.
Okay. Number three, Renee Zellweger had won Best Actress for Judy at the Oscars last night. What 1939 Judy Garland iconic movie did she act along with a scarecrow, a lion, and a tin man?
You dress up like that, Mouse. The Wizard of Oz.
Number four, Parasite became the first foreign language film to win Best Picture. What movie starring Mahershala Ali won last year?
I don't know.
And number five, Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig were two of the most memorable presenters at the Oscars last night. What movie did they star in where Kristen Wiig played Maya Rudolph's maid of honor?
Bridesmaids.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Okay.
All right.
Yo, B, how'd you do?
Beatrice got 3 out of 5.
That's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Not bad.
Monday. Let's see.
Number one, J-Lo and A-Rod are inviting exes to their summer wedding. Who is J-Lo's ex-husband and father to her twins?
Mark Anthony, of course.
That is correct. Number two, Matthew Perry will finally join his Friends castmates on Instagram. What was his character's name on Friends, first and last?
Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing is correct.
Wow.
Yep. Number three, Renee Zellweger
won Best... I don't know how I knew that.
Renee Zellweger won Best Actress for Judy at the Oscars. What 1939 Judy Garland iconic movie did she act along with a scarecrow, a lion, and a tin man?
Wizard of Oz. Come on.
All right, you guys are tied at three. Number four, Parasite became the first foreign language film to win Best Picture. What movie starring Mahershala Ali won last year?
Wasn't that Moonlight?
No, it was Green Book.
Oh!
And you need this last one to beat Beatrice. Number five, Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig were two of the most memorable presenters at the Oscars. What movie did they star in where Kristen Wiig played Maya Rudolph's maid of honor?
Bridesmaids.
I'm sorry, Beatrice. Raven beat you 4-3 this morning.
Ba-boom!
Oh, no. Hi, my name is Beatrice, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, and hold on the line. We're going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
Sweet. Better luck next time.
Thank you.
Make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. What was your high school claim to fame? 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. It's Anna and Raven. I was asked to be a judge at a high school for, it's kind of a senior boys talent show.
Okay.
So it's
only
charity.
The boys,
it's
huh?
Only the boys.
Okay.
And at first I said, is it inappropriate for me to judge boys
right.
and pick a winner? But no, it's like a pure talent show, so it's cool. And it all goes to charity, so it's for a good thing. But I started thinking about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I am going to make one boy's dream come true. This will be his claim to fame.
I like to think that he'll probably have other accomplishments, but nope. I guess I get what you're saying is
this is
a big moment right here, right?
Yeah.
For some person, you don't know, this could be the apex, this could be the peak of something or the launching point for something. Could also keep in mind, you'll smash the dreams of somebody else.
Right. Well, it comes up also because my husband will constantly brag to me that when he was in high school, and I don't think they're allowed to do this anymore, but you know when they would sell... They would sell boys.
That's not what you're doing, right?
No, we're not selling anybody. No, but
I would be involved with that.
I know colleges do it, and I know his high school did it. That you would walk out there, and then people would bid on you.
So it's like an auction.
It's like
right.
an auction.
Yes,
right.
I don't think that you can do that anymore.
Paul is so incredibly proud that he sold for the most amount of money ever sold at an auction.
He was a record seller.
Yeah, and
it wasn't his grandma, right?
No.
It was somebody else.
It was another student that bought him. And then I'm always curious. I'm like, well, what did you owe her?
Yeah. Right.
But apparently
what
nothing.
Was her name?
Right. Mm-hmm. But it started like, but those are the things you remember, like that one thing in high school that defines you, people remember you.
Right, right.
What was your high school claim to fame?
Believe it or not, Anna Zapp, there was a time when these knees could move like liquid water, and I would dance like a champion at the high school dances. I would wear the poofy pants.
The MC Hammer pants.
I would do the running man like you had never seen before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could do several variations of the running man. And then I would jump up and I would do the split.
You could do a split. You could do a split?
I could do a split. Well, you know, with one leg cocked, not like a whole one.
A jazz split. That's a jazz split.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Well, I gave it jazz splits all over the place.
Yeah.
Right.
Then people expected this from you.
Yeah. Oh, well, they had to. They came and knew it. The first time that they would see this, there was just shock would come over their face.
I'm
but
sure.
then after they had seen it, they would know. And, you know, certain tracks came on, they would just, you know, set you loose. Of course, MC Hammer was the guy. But then if you got into a little bit of the CNC music track,
then you'll bust it out even more.
Oh, Running Man would go to the left.
Right.
He'd go to the right.
Yeah.
He'd go northwest. He'd go southeast. He'd go any direction he wanted.
You were the crazy dancer in high school.
Yeah.
That was your claim to fame.
Right.
Mine isn't.
Can't do that anymore.
It wasn't that exciting. There was a gas pipe that burst in front of my house.
Okay.
So we had to be evacuated.
Oh.
In front, yeah. So they came like
you didn't
suits.
Do it.
No.
No. Okay. Like good.
And they had to bring us to a local high school where my aunt came to meet us to claim us. It was like me and my mom.
Wait a minute. How old were you?
It was high school. So
okay.
We were like, maybe like 15, 16.
Right.
And News 12 was there covering it. And they got me on video embracing my aunt as if I was in some kind of real damage.
Right.
Like something was going to
real danger,
looking.
Right?
Yeah, danger, yes. And it was all over News 12. And, you know, because News 12 repeats everything like every 10 to 15 minutes.
And everybody wants to be on the news.
Everybody saw at school. And they're like, we saw you.
Right.
Are you okay?
Right, right.
Did you live?
Brought in counselors for you. Right.
That was my high school claim to fame.
Well, that's pretty cool.
1-800-330-9999. What was your claim to fame? I was asked to be a judge in a high school boys' talent show. It's all for charity. But I kept thinking, I'm like, I'm going to be somebody's high school claim to fame. When they win this, everyone's going to be like, I'm the one that won my senior year talent show.
Right, right. I mean, you just have to place the votes there and then hope that you don't also actually destroy somebody else's future by crushing their dreams.
Yeah, so we were wondering, what was your high school claim to fame? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Yes. I was the first girl in my school to be able to take a shop class.
Wow. So what class did you take?
Back then, yeah, girls just took home ag, boys took shop. We had wood shop, electrical, and metal.
Did you make a lamp?
I didn't make a lamp. I made a chess set. And worked on the lathe and a little tiny radio that we ended up making.
I did some lathe work myself. I did some lathing. I did.
Good.
But I also made a lamp. And I took apart a lawnmower engine and put it back together. That was impressive.
It was pretty cool. All the boys hated me because I had like the highest grade.
Everybody has that 15 minutes of fame. But usually there's a high school claim to fame. That one thing you did in high school that everybody always remembers. It's your high school claim to fame.
It could be good. It could be bad. Let's be honest.
You know,
we've been sharing the positive ones here. My fantastic dancing split that I was able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my running man in any direction. Anna Zapp. I could do the running man in any direction.
It's good, Raven.
Right.
I was on News 12 once when I had to be evacuated from my home from a gas light.
Oh, my pipe. God. We smelled gas.
I mean,
then we had to get out. And the fireman was there. I mean, you were good at it.
But all my friends saw me on News 12. And that's all they talked about for 2 days. It was a big deal at the time.
Good
you know?
Job. Good job.
We asked on our Facebook page, what was your high school claim to fame? This one is legit. Tony wrote, she ran in the first girls' state track meet in Ohio. Like, there was the first girls.
Wait, the
first time that
How's
girls
that
were allowed. Yeah.
Like, I mean, when was that?
I don't know.
I hope that wasn't recently.
No, I don't.
Because it seems like, wait a minute. How did
I
we not?
Know.
Okay.
No, yeah.
I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful old story.
Yeah.
But it just better not have happened like a month ago because we got to call somebody.
No, I'm sure it happened a lot longer than that.
Okay.
Carrie wrote, I found a mistake in the book Lord of the Flies written by Sir William Golding. I wrote him a letter and he wrote back to me. That's pretty cool. Right?
Yeah.
You found a mistake in
that
Lord
is
of
cool.
the Flies?
As long as he didn't write back a letter where he was just like, I hate you. Like, what's wrong with you people? That's like the equivalent of Twitter all those years ago now.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What was your high school claim to fame? What was your high school claim to fame? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text Santa and Raven. This comes up because I was asked to judge a boys' talent show at a local high school, and all the money goes to charity. But I kept thinking, like, this is going to be some boys' claim to fame, and I'm going to be responsible for it.
Anna's husband, Paul, at an auction back in the school days when you could actually do this type of thing, got the record amount.
And
he's still
all
proud
the time.
Of it. Still
LAM.
Proud of it right now to this day.
Still throws it in my face. $268 they paid for me.
To be fair, Anna will not be auctioning anybody off. She'll just be judging a talent show.
Right.
But for one person, that day will be be a big day.
Right, because there's always that one thing that you accomplished in high school that's your claim to fame, the one thing you did. For Raven, it was his dance moves.
Oh, man, I had the dance moves like crazy. All right, MC Hammer. All right, a little CNC Music Factory. Girl, I could do it. I could not touch it. Mm. I could do it in any direction. And then I would do the jazz split, and my knee still hurts from that right now to this day.
We asked on our Facebook page, what was your high school claim to fame? Stephanie's is a lot like mine. My English teacher was arrested for doing something shady, and Channel 12 News stopped me when I was walking home and interviewed me. I was also interviewed by Channel 12 News when I was in high school,
yeah.
And it was a turning point in my career.
Right.
I was like, wait,
right.
Me?
There was
you
a gas,
want to video me?
There was a gas evacuation on the street, and she was seen by all her friends on Channel 12.
Everybody sees you on Channel 12.
Great job.
Yeah, I know.
Great job.
And sometimes I wonder who watches that, but the answer is everyone. Angelina wrote.
You're still happy with yourself.
Oh, I'm so proud of myself.
Everybody saw me. Okay.
To this day, I mean, whenever I get to do something on Channel 12, I'm excited. Angelina wrote, I was the annoying, crazy Jesus freak. I was like, that's interesting. You know who else?
Oh, wait a minute. So she was the one who would, you know, try and get you to come over for Bible study or anything like that?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I'm reading Jessica Simpson's new book. She was, too. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, her family's always been that.
Well,
and every school always has one where they're so nice that you're worried that if you go over there, you'll somehow be infected. But it's just a meeting of nice people.
It really is.
It really is.
Kelly Landers was prom queen in 1995.
All right,
yeah,
Kelly.
There you go.
All right.
Let's see. This is interesting. Lori says she got kicked out for a month's time at school and high school, but she still ended up getting perfect attendance.
Wow.
How does that happen?
That is strange.
1-800-330-9999. It's Ann on Raven. What was your high school claim to fame?
Well, I graduated in 1982, and my school always had an indoor graduation. And I thought, okay, let's have an outdoor graduation. We went to the school board. They said no. Well, I circulated a petition. I got 220 signatures. I went back to them, and they granted us an outdoor graduation. And ever since then, of course, not in the rain, but ever since then they've had actual graduation.
That's really awesome.
How was the weather at your graduation?
Yeah, cool. It was a beautiful June day, and it was gorgeous.
Okay.
That's great. Like, you made a change that everybody benefited from forever.
I mean,
that's
you rolled
great.
The dice and you won. Let's face it. If it had been a washout or everybody was melting out there 1,000 degrees,
well,
the town could have hated
you. We wouldn't be talking about it right now.
Yeah. Right. The town could have hated you. You would have had to move away.
Yeah. They should put your name on a wall. Your high school claim to fame. What was that one thing you did that people will always remember you by? 1-800-330-9999. You could call or text. And on Raven.
My claim to fame was there used to be a coat outlet in Humble Mall called Delancey Leather. And one day they were shooting for a commercial. So I was trying on a coat in the commercial. And I was about 10 years old, so 10 to 15 years ago. And I remember my family members would come over and say that they'd seen me in the commercial.
Right. You felt famous.
Do they pay you for that?
No, they didn't.
Sadness.
They didn't even give them 10% off on the coat. Are you serious? Come on.
Sad. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your high school claim to fame?
I played on the boys' tennis team, and I went to state, so there you go.
Wow.
I gained 100 pounds.
Good job.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.